Here we go, everyone. The debut episode of a new show called Take It Deep. You hear the Van Halen, right? You hear it in the background. You know why? I'm the new David Lee Roth. I'm breaking away from the band, and we're going to be huge. I'm not sure how it worked out for Roth. However, it's the same concept. My man is still here. My man is still here behind the glass working the board.
I'm here.
But finally, finally, I've been given the wheel. And as I said last episode and teased it, I'm using my hands for everything but steering this thing in the right direction. We are going to go. The Taking It Deep podcast is going to be a 30-minute. It's going to be 30 minutes, the best 30 minutes you can spend, in my opinion. We're going to go deep. Of course, this has my baseball, no pun intended, my baseball background, Take It Deep. But we're going deep into the things I like. It's going to be music. It's going to be top 10 lists almost every episode. It's going to be all the things I talk about, want to talk about. I don't have anybody in my way anymore.
No.
The road is clear.
It's completely clear.
For all the useless stuff I want to talk about. Yeah. However, it's always highly entertaining. Judging by my numbers, which should go up millions, by the millions, now that it's just me. Listen to that. Good old rock and roll all the time now. It's like my parents are on vacation and I got the house to myself. That's what this is like, okay?
It's beautiful.
So we're going to get right into it. We're going to get right into this.
Just absolutely just destroyed. You ruined Christmas for me.
Not true.
Yeah.
I just made the rest of your life.
You did.
So if you got to ruin one Christmas to make the rest of your life, that's a small price to pay. Believe me when I tell you. So now listen, I may be what they call an acquired taste. I may be one of those things that at first you're not crazy about, but let me tell you what I am. I'm the guy that'll wear on you. I'll wear you down. I'll beat you into submission, and then you're a fan. Some people, it takes 30 seconds. I probably just got 20, 30 new fans, 30 seconds, right? But eventually, they're all going to come.
Yeah.
They're all going to come. You watch. They're all going to come. So we're going to start. We're going to start right away. We're going deep, as I said, into the topics I like, which will include sports. None of this other nonsense. I don't care anymore about sports biz.
No.
I don't care. I don't care.
Nothing?
No, okay. I don't care. There'll be certain little things. If they interest me, we'll talk about it from that end. But this is more music, pop culture, lists, things I love, things I hate. What I really want to do is create a complete dividing line. People who 100% agree with me, people who 100% disagree with me, but they're both going to love it. That's how it works, folks. There's going to be no middle. There's going to be no middle. And the more you disagree, the more you should obviously shout it out. We have the capability, do we not?
Yeah.
We have the capability to get comments. We have the capability for you to sound off. I know I'm nuts. No, get in line if you think I'm nuts.
You are nuts.
Right? No problem. I want you to disagree.
Absolutely.
100%. That's why I do it.
Yeah.
So, a couple topics first. We just described the new format. We just described what the show is going to be. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, that being said, all this stuff comes from the heart. This is the stuff I love. We're going to talk about the things I love. The music, the food, the movies, the pop culture, all that stuff. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what this is about. The intertwining of life, how you get through this thing every day, right? All the things you deal with. This is what this is going to be. So I'm going to start right away. Again, we're going deep. That's what it's called. Take it deep. We're going deep. We're going to start music. I got a couple things I'm going to talk about in the music end of things. One of the bands I love, one of the big four, as they're called in heavy metal, thrash metal for that reason, for that matter, I should say, Slayer, the band Slayer, played their very last show, November 30th. The LA Forum, which, if my math is correct, was what, 3 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 3 days ago. Played their final concert. Great band. I know they have the outward appearance of basically being Satan's house band with, you know, some of their lyrics, some of their songs, a lot of the imagery they use. But fantastic musicians in that genre. One of the heavyweights, of course, with Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, Slayer. They are part of that big four. They are officially done. Now, as we've talked about, Motley Crue was officially done 3 years ago. Guess who's going back on tour this summer? Motley Crue. Okay, so money comes into play. The band obviously says they're done. I kind of believe this one. I don't know if I'm naive, whatever the case may be. I wish them the best. Great band. Loved them for a while. Saw them numerous times. That is where the music will begin and end today for the music part of this. Folks, we have a 30-minute window. So this becomes more accessible to everyone. That's why we're going 30 minutes. So I can blast this out on Twitter and you can listen to it. So everybody, the masses can see this a little bit easier. We're also obviously available Facebook. It'll be a YouTube from what I believe. We'll get it everywhere. But 30 minutes, that's the window. That's where we're going. I don't have a problem with 30 minutes. I'll tell you why. Because I can go as fast as you need me to. Rob knows this.
That's right.
I can cram it in. Not a problem. So today we're doing two things. And we basically just did one of them. So I wanted to give a shout out to one of my favorite bands, Slayer. Done. I want to go over Thanksgiving real quick. I hope everyone had a good one. It was everything that I wanted it to be for the most part. When you have a two-year-old, everything changes for you. You know that. Everything. Every event has a little bit more of, should we say, requires a little more endurance. A sit-down dinner for a couple hours, that requires more endurance because you're chasing them around. You're tending. You're always tending, I feel like, when you have toddlers, right? You're always tending to them. And that's what you should do, right? I fashion myself as a good parent. I guess we'll find out. You know, we got a long ways to go till we can officially say it. But I my kid gets what they call 5-star care at all times. So the Thanksgiving dinner thing, it becomes a little hectic. Traveling becomes hectic. So I have to really separate that from the overall experience. I had a great experience. Watched football. Loved it. Food, the whole thing. Didn't go nuts with the food.
No.
Didn't.
Who cooked?
My father-in-law cooked. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. He's a shout out to Frankie DiLorenzo. He's a master.
Frankie D.
He does it with love. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
You do it with love, it's going to be good.
What was on the menu?
We had the traditionals. We had the turkey. We had fried cauliflower. Love this, yeah, by the way.
Really? Deep fried or?
Yeah, it's got the coating, the breadcrumb. Yeah, it's breaded with the coating. It's fried. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Picture a mozzarella stick with cauliflower instead of the cheese.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, but that's okay.
But that's the way it appears.
Yeah,
and
it's in a like a tube format, like a
no, it's just freestanding.
So you could actually say, oh, that's a cauliflower.
I can pick up a piece of cauliflower and show it to you and said, this looks like fried cauliflower to me.
Yeah, so all right,
more like breaded, almost like a chicken cutlet, yeah. Breaded chicken cutlet, but yeah. Cauliflower.
All right,
it's not that hard to grasp, man. What's the problem?
No, because you said fried moots, and it was like fried.
No,
moots
I mean the coating.
Oh, the coating.
The coating. Yeah. Forget the inside. Forget the cheese.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the coating.
Gotcha.
Green bean casserole, which I talked about, one of my worst foods. I don't like at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you got it.
Skip that one. So, we had the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top. Get it out. Didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
We had the sausage and the regular bread stuffing.
Nice. Sausage.
We had both. And I went to town because stuffing's my thing.
Yeah.
Went fantastic. To town. That being said, hung back, didn't go crazy on the mashed potatoes, didn't go crazy on some of the other things. So we did okay. I didn't feel awful after. I could move. I could walk. I could breathe. So to me, it was a win. It was a win. You know, the days following.
You paced yourself.
We had pies.
You paced
we had
yourself.
Pies. We had three pies.
Yeah.
I had a good blueberry.
Love blueberry pie.
Do you?
Yeah. Vanilla ice cream?
I didn't go ice cream. Just went straight blueberry pie.
Yeah.
Just kept it real. And all in all, like I said, a success.
Yeah.
It was a success.
Awesome. Any booze?
I stayed dry.
Did you?
Stayed dry the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you host it or did you go out to Strong Island?
We were on Strong Island.
Yeah.
Home of the Strong.
Yeah.
Me and my wife were originally from.
Yeah.
And the travel was not bad. Because we can do a ferry car combo. We don't drive that much.
Yeah.
Connecticut, Long Island, you get off the ferry, you're there. 10, 15, 20 minutes in the car. Nothing big, which is key with the baby. Now, on the ferry, you bring your car on. It's big enough. You get up. You can run around. Well, he runs around. So I'm doing laps.
Yeah.
Me and my wife, we're just doing laps around the ferry. Like Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
We're around this ferry.
Yeah. You're that couple.
That's chaos.
You're that couple.
And we're not the only ones. There's tons of kids on the boat. I get it.
Everybody going back.
I get it.
Is the boat crowded?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's rightfully so around that time. It usually is.
Yep.
So we're doing laps around the ferry. I was on Amazon, got the Kids Fire iPad after doing 57 laps in 3 minutes around the ferry. Yep. Ordered up the iPad right away. We're shutting this kid down from now on.
Shut it down.
We're locking him in.
Lock him in.
And I get it. There's some people out there going to say, how could you do that? Blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you how I can do it. Because.
Don't listen to those people.
I don't have a problem chasing them around and do those things. I'm physically fit. It's not a problem. Sometimes you just want to sit. Sometimes you just want to.
So same people that first of all, the people that are judging you, usually old enough that there wasn't DVDs.
Oh, yeah. Now they had the Commodore 64.
They actually had to buy toys.
Correct.
They actually had to throw the kids outside. If our parents had the stuff, especially if they had everything, all the devices and all that, they would have done the same thing.
Correct.
It was stuck as in front of a TV.
Correct.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I am not the guy that's running from technology with a young child, because it's going to end up taking over anyway. Yeah. Like, we have to, in my mind, we have to, all of us, even people older, we all have to start accepting and not fighting it, in my mind, to A, get educated in it, B, learn how to use it all, because it's going to help us, in the way I think, function every day.
Right.
It's just such a big part of what's going on.
Right.
And depending on what business you're in,
it
could be the thing that's going on. And even the everyday person needs to know how to do these things.
Parenting advice from CC.
That's it.
From CC.
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait. Like, I really can't wait.
Our top 10 list?
That's coming.
Okay.
And you're going to love the topic.
All right.
I just can't wait. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I can't wait. And I need a little poll. Maybe I'll do a little poll.
Yeah.
And then get a little opinion.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. When can I take – what age can you take someone to a concert? And I'm not talking – hold on. I'm not talking the Wiggles. I'm not talking about Disney on Ice.
Like,
I'm saying Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Tool.
Here's
– What age can you do it?
All right. So I think there's two – in my mind, there's two rules of thumb. Number one, I think that it's your motivation behind the reason why you would want to take your child there. And I see it. I saw babies at Dave Matthews this summer.
Okay.
And I'm like, I feel bad for the mom because she's usually stuck where the dad's, you know, tripping over. And,
right.
But then I think, how cool would it be later on in life? And I know, and I'm assuming this is why they did it, because they want to say, you were at Dave Matthews concert and you were 6 months old.
Yeah.
Right. So growing up later on in life, you say, I was at a Dave Matthews concert or a Kiss concert when I was three.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool experience,
I think.
And you know, the first time you see it, you're like, come on, lady, get a babysitter.
Right.
Like, enjoy the night.
Yeah.
But then you're thinking, nah, because they want to experience it with their kid. Like, chances are you probably were conceived because you're listening to that music.
Right. Somewhere along the lines.
And then there's probably deep emotional meanings to that music that attaches to your kids and your family and your relationship with your loved ones that you want them to be a part of it.
Yeah. Right?
So I don't think there's any age limit on it. I really don't. I think it's a personal, emotional connection that you want to be able to tell that story later. Listen, my first concert was Donny and Marie. That's not very, you know, that's not cool.
It's not.
Not even close.
No.
It's not close.
No.
But if you know me, I could see that.
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming you bought a t-shirt.
Right. And a balloon.
Yeah.
I have a balloon. Yeah. I was like 18.
Yeah.
I think it was 18.
Like a glow stick or something. Right.
Donny Marie.
I get it.
In the Round. It was a theater in the Round.
Oh, even better.
So they like just spun around.
Even better. Of course you went to that.
Right. My parents brought us, and we still, to this day, it's like, yeah, what's your first concert? Donny Marie.
So what you're saying is,
take them early.
I don't know if you heard that, Vito.
Vito,
you're going live. We're going live.
You're going to be the kid with the big freaking earmuffs on. You're going to have the silencer.
See, but that's the problem too. I hate that when they look like they're on the flight deck.
Yeah,
you're at the concert and they got the
flight deck.
They're landing.
They're landing F-15.
I'm waiting for the kid to come out with the sticks.
Right.
And stop giving me this. Tell me like. But that's safety, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Bring your kids to concerts.
But my cup of tea is, you know, it's a little aggressive.
It's hard.
It's a little aggressive, right?
It is
so
hard.
I got to be,
It's hard.
I got to be, I think, a little careful.
Ear muff it up.
But I'm thinking
you're muffing up.
I'm still thinking he's got to be five. He's got to be six minimum. Minimum.
Again, I think it's personal.
Are you going to a Godsmack concert at three? Probably not.
So anything over five, they're going to remember. You're going to remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the rule of thumb, bringing kids to, like, say, Walt Disney World. Got five and up.
You forget that, by the way.
Five and up.
Yeah.
Five and up. They got to remember it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not going to remember anything under that.
Listen, whenever grandma, grandpa, or any aunts and uncles want to pay for Disney, yeah. just let me know. Then we'll go. Yeah. After that, come on. Okay. Stop.
We're bringing them to Godsmack.
So I was talking to a guy yeah. that I know.
Yeah.
He did Disney for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay?
Crazy.
He did Disney for Thanksgiving. He was excited.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah.
And really, really pumped up.
Yeah.
That it only cost him $9,000.
Where the hell did he stay?
$9,000.
Yeah.
$9,000. I better be staying.
Hotel rooms there at the Poly. If you're familiar, the Polynesian.
I'm very familiar.
Polynesian. $1,500 a night.
Yep. He wasn't. What's the other one? What? Not Polynesian.
The Grand Floridian?
Yes.
Or the Contemporary?
Grand Floridian.
Yeah. They're all over
the, $9,000, folks.
Yeah. They're close to $1,000 a night.
Yeah. It was yeah. $9,000.
And guess what? They're sold out.
That's what he said.
You can't get a room there.
He said he was excited that he got it.
Yeah.
And that it only cost him $9,000.
Right. Yeah.
They have these $500 dessert parties he was talking to me about. He's got three daughters.
Yeah. What's a memory worth, Chris? What's a memory worth? Yeah. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. That's cruise money. You could go on a week cruise on that one.
Correct. I don't know about that. Instead of eating pancakes with Goofy, get out of here.
Well, you know, it's to each his
own. Now. They do have the new Star Wars wing.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Did you hear about the hotel they're building?
No. Talk to me about the new hotel. We're halfway through, by the way. We're halfway through. I got to get to my list. So
they're actually building a hotel that's going to simulate that you're in space, and they're only 2 days. It's an all-inclusive experience. So you're basically paying. It's kind of like Fantasy Island, right? You pay to go on Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
So it's the same, in a sense, same if you're over – 40 something, you probably remember Fantasy Island movie, but basically it's a hotel that's attached to Galaxy's Edge.
Really?
Right? And it's 2 days. It's two and a half days. And you go in and you basically become part of the crew. You become part of the folks that live on the spaceship. You know, you depart together. So you're not checking in and out. Like there's a story behind it. Like you're going on a mission. And everybody's coming on. You're checking in. You're getting you got to wear their clothes.
Oh, so they give you the whole experience.
The whole experience. You're eating what they, so it's all inclusive.
Am I eating astronaut ice cream?
Probably.
All right.
And the entire ship, you're looking out the window. You're not looking outside. You're looking out in space.
Wow.
And then they actually spend one day where they have a private experience. And then on the ship, you have characters. You have Stormtrooper. Like things are happening. You're living it out. Then you land. So you go to actually the planet of Batuu, which is Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
And you actually spend time there interacting and doing stuff. Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's beyond just Star Wars fans. I think it's just folks that are kind of into that. And it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
But it's like booking a cruise. So you can't just go in and stay there for a night. You're in the rooms and it looks like you're in... I mean,
I can stay in Darth Vader's lair. That's where I can stay if I want.
The details are out of this world. So check it out.
I'm in. I would be in on that.
Yeah.
Because it is something that different to me. Right. So I get it.
You would be all over it.
I get it. I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. Yeah. If it's God forbid they ever build like a Marvel wing.
Oh,
I forget it.
That's coming at some point.
But yes.
It would probably start off. I'm guessing it'd probably go in over in Asia first, over in
it always does
Hong Kong or Shanghai or Tokyo.
It always does.
And then to come here.
Yeah.
The stuff that they're able to do, some of the technology that they have in the parks over there is beyond mind blowing.
Speaking of that, somebody was talking to me the other day. They're like, hey, what do you think about this life, this extraterrestrial life? Like, is there an advanced beings? Yeah. I go, yeah, they're in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
That's where they are. They're ahead of us in technology. Let's talk about cell phone technology. What do you think, ballpark, How ahead of that? How ahead are they right now over there than the U.S.?
Years
ahead.
Years.
Video
years.
Games.
Everything.
All
everything.
Technology everything. Is sped up. What?
In Asia.
What do you think? 4 to 5 years ahead.
I would say so. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially not as much China because there's a lot of regulations there.
Correct.
But when you look at Shanghai and Singapore and Hong Kong, but South Korea and Japan. It's light years.
Yeah.
Yeah, light years. It's just kind of like you want to know where the music's going to be in for this summer.
Yep.
You go over to London.
Exactly right.
Because they're playing it right now.
Exactly right.
It's not happening.
It's true.
It's not happening in New York. It's not happening in L.A.
That's definitely true.
It's happened in Germany. It's happened in Europe.
Correct. Yeah. But conversely, we have some things here that for them,
it's kind of a two-way street.
It's kind of a two-way street in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But from a technology standpoint.
Fashion, everything happens over there. Where the Europeans are in front of, as far as like technology, entrepreneurship, startups, all of those things are happening at light speed ahead of us over there. Because, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur there, you don't have to worry about health insurance and their government is, you know, there's a lot of grants here. It's VC money. And anyways,
so they just make it easier. That's what they do.
In a lot of ways, and if you look at what the Premier League is like in soccer.
Yep.
Kind of where they are and how they able to monetize it and their global broadcast.
Right.
Like to them, what we do in pro sports, it's a joke.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
They've had gambling for 50 years over there.
It's part of the culture.
Part of the culture. And they realize that gambling creates, let me throw this out there, massive fans.
Correct.
Right. And a passionate fan base.
Passion.
Based upon gambling.
Correct. You need that attachment.
Betting on my favorite team and players.
You're right.
That has blown it up.
Correct.
That's part of the culture of why soccer is what it is.
I agree.
Right. And that's why it was for the NFL for so long. And we had to ignore it because it wasn't there for so long. And now all of a sudden we want to be a part of it.
Agreed.
And we're light years away. So
can we talk about the new microphone? Look at the microphone. Right
it's
now.
Great.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm Steven Tyler recording Toys in the Attic right now from Aerosmith.
All right. So we're burning we're burning up time.
No, we're never burning up time.
Yeah.
We're going to get to now.
Yeah.
We're going to get to now the first top 10 list
of
the Take It Deep podcast.
Yeah.
The Take It Deep podcast will routinely have top 10 lists.
Yeah.
This one is my top 10 spinoffs, TV show spinoffs. Because in reality, the Take It Deep podcast is a spinoff of the one I was originally on.
Yeah.
So I went with the theme. Okay. I went with the theme.
And here's another thing. Oh, before you do that, if you have any questions, we could actually put your question. I think I could do this. I think I could actually put your question up. No, I can't. I thought I could. I'm sorry. Because I thought I could put your question up on the screen, and I don't think.
I mean, now I feel like Michael J. Fox when they're trying to figure out how to make the DeLorean. You know, travel in time.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
I mean, how do we get to the mall parking lot?
I don't know.
What I want to know.
All right, so what's your top 10? Do I need music for this? Should I throw some music up for there? What am I?
We don't need to force it. We don't need to force it.
No, but you need a. Do you need a top 10 song?
That'll happen. What I really wanted to nail down today was my opener.
Yeah.
Which was Unchained by the legendary Van Halen. We're gonna get that all ironed out.
Yeah.
The whole. What we do for each segment, what we do song wise. I mean, folks, the good news for everyone listening is you're in on the ground floor today. You're in on the ground floor. So I got a top 10 TV show spinoffs list.
Wow.
Okay. Again, as I always preface all of this with, this is an opinion based top 10.
Gotcha.
These are my top 10. Okay. In my world, these are the top 10. Do I have 12 things listed? Of course I do. But my 11 and 12 were, in my opinion, two of the worst TV spinoffs of all time.
Wow.
Then I'm going to get to the 10. Here's what we're going to do today, because I got to leave you hanging a little bit as an audience. We're going to do my top two worst. Then we're going to do 10 through 6. Next episode, you'll get 5 through 1.
Got it.
So we're going half list. But here's my top two worst. My top two worst. And the reason in my mind, these are my top two worst, the original shows were so huge, and these were such a flop, okay? My number two worst TV spinoff. I don't know, you'll remember this, because I know you're a fan of the original show. It was the original show was MASH. The spinoff they tried to create was called After MASH. Do you remember this?
No.
Yeah. They tried to create this show called After MASH.
I do not remember that at all.
Exactly right. That's why. It was completely unsuccessful.
Wow.
So After MASH, that's my number two. That one, come on. If you're going to create a spinoff show of a show that was so iconic and so good, I mean, if you knew TV during this era, during this time that this show was on, you knew this song right away. You knew what show this was right away. Right away, right?
Yep.
After MASH was a complete debacle. I just don't think you can have a show like MASH and have a really... where can you go?
Who's on it? I don't even know.
And sticking with our non-fact check scenario... I believe it became one of the friends of one of the main characters, and there was a little echo of the MASH cast, whole routine.
Got it.
So my next biggest flop, we remember the show Friends.
Of course.
Friends was groundbreaking, right? Weren't they the first one to get a million an episode?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the cast?
Everybody, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that they had a spinoff after Friends called Joey? It just centered around Matt LeBlanc.
I do.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Joey. Terrible. Terrible show. Terrible. You went from Friends to Joey.
Joey.
And it just didn't go anywhere. I don't think you could make... When you have a show like that that's centered around a group of friends, which is all that was, right?
Right.
We were early, mid-20s kids growing up in New York City. That's what that was. That, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep,
that's what that show is, right? So to displace one of those characters and then... create a show centered solely around them, I just think you're setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah.
Because the dynamic of the show was the group,
yeah,
in my opinion. What you could have possibly done, if they really wanted to get cheesy, was take the whole cast and move them somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
You can't take one character out and think you're going to get a show out of it.
Yeah.
You know? But they tried to cash in with Joey, with Matt LeBlanc. I get it.
Right.
You know, I'm sure he made his money. Is what it is, not a success. So those are the two I listed as my two worst, in my opinion. Now we'll get 10 through 6. So this is number 10 on my list. The show that this was spun off from was gigantic. Gigantic. It was actually, in my mind, a groundbreaking TV show. Breaking Bad was the show.
Which, fantastic.
Right? Was one of the innovative TV shows of the past decade, right?
Right.
The spinoff. Are you familiar with the spinoff?
Something about
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul, yeah.
Named after or centering around Jimmy McGill, who was the shady lawyer.
Yeah.
That appeared, he appeared what, midway through season one, I think? Right? Midway through season one, he appeared.
Yeah.
And then was a fixture, right? So Better Call Saul, for me, that's number 10 for me. Number 10. How big of a Breaking Bad fan were you? Big?
No, not at all.
I watched.
Have you ever been to Albuquerque?
No, I have not.
If you've been to Albuquerque, you kind of. So I watched maybe the first season.
Yep.
If you've been to Albuquerque, where I believe it was filmed.
Yes, that is true.
You could 100% see
how that would happen.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy place.
Yep.
It is so weird. It's just everything about Albuquerque is weird. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it is just.
But you can see how
weird the
high school
people,
chemistry teacher operated meth lab.
Yes. Yeah. It's a mix between. It's a different type of place because it's very West Coast. Like, take LA, and I don't even know if this makes sense to anybody. Take LA and Denver and squish them together, and there's Albuquerque.
I can see that.
And throw a lot of sun.
I can see that.
Some heat.
Yeah.
That's Albuquerque. Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of Breaking Bad in terms of I didn't wait every week.
Yeah.
I watched season one.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of season two. But this show has taken on life of its own. Yeah. I know the character well.
Yeah.
So that's how it makes – that's how it squeaks in.
Yeah.
This was a squeak in.
Maybe LA, Denver. Maybe it's more like – Mexico City and and Denver.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Those together, and that's Albuquerque. Anyways, all right.
My nine.
Yeah.
My nine. You'll definitely be familiar with. The original show was Cheers.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure everyone's familiar with of a certain age, right?
Of course, yeah.
The spinoff was Frasier.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer was obviously played a regular at the bar of Cheers, right? Iconic theme song. And then they spun him off as Frasier. But Cheers took place in Boston at the bar. He was the regular.
You're right.
He was out in Seattle as a shrink or whatever he was. Was he a shrink? Was he a shrink?
He was a political radio guy?
What was he?
He was a shrink. Radio shrink.
I mean, come on.
It's kind of like a Dear Abby before. Right. Like, yeah.
And I think they tried to make it as big as Cheers or wanted it to be.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
No.
It's never going to happen. And it wasn't successful. It had a run, but it wasn't super successful. Yeah, I mean, it had a good cast. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I want to say that thing was 5-6 years, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
The father was the best.
Very good.
Right?
Very
good. They played it off that they were both persicony.
Yes. Do you remember another movie he was in? I love this movie, by the way.
Yeah.
John Cusack, Ione Sky.
Yes.
He also played the dad of Ione Sky.
Yeah. Hey, big shout out to Charlie Provenzano.
Let's go. Charlie. One of the best sandwiches in town, folks.
The Provi.
One of the best sandwiches in town. Yeah, you'll be getting our business soon, as soon as the season starts.
Yeah.
Don't fret.
Yeah,
we're coming for our sandwiches. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Right across from West Haven Police Station.
Correct.
Right there.
Conveniently located.
Conveniently.
Yeah.
So you get released.
Yeah.
Released. First thing you're doing, you're getting a Provi.
Why wouldn't you?
Or when you're getting off the train.
Yeah. You know, they should have a sandwich called release papers or something.
Right.
I would say.
Out on bail. I want the out on bail sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways.
We're going to go into number eight.
Yeah.
We're going to go into number eight. I watched the show a lot growing up. This was a spinoff of The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Now, The Cosby Show, obviously, with Bill Cosby's issues these days, we could talk forever. Do you remember A Different World?
A Different World, yeah. Yes.
So Lisa Bonet, who played Denise Huxtable, goes off to Hillman College, which is
That's
a fictional.
Right. Yeah.
It was, I think it was supposed to be like a Howard or, you know, one of those institutions.
Yeah.
So she went to Hillman College, and it dealt with topics they couldn't deal with on The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was an HIV AIDS episode.
Right.
There was all sorts of college type episodes. Kadeem Harrison, I think that was the other co-star who played opposite her. Different World. So I think that worked to me because it showed a high school Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
Who's completely out of her mind, by the way. Love her, though.
Yeah.
Married to Aquaman.
Yeah.
The guy played Aquaman.
Is that who she's married to now?
Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? Jason Momoa? Momoa?
Is that
Momoa?
Who Lisa Bonet married?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And she's got that thing, you know? That thing. That thing. But she may not be totally cleanly. You know, she's got that thing.
Yeah.
But it works for her, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
So we are totally digressing.
Right.
But it worked. She went off to college. And they followed it. To me, that one worked.
Yeah.
So, because you knew her as a Huxtable kid.
Right.
And now she's into the world facing, she was always like the rebel Huxtable kid.
Yep.
And now she's on her own, quote unquote, and facing college issues.
Yeah.
I thought that worked. So,
yeah.
My number seven.
Yeah.
My number seven. We talked about this show as one of my favorite sidekick sitcoms. Perfect Strangers was the show.
Yeah.
Balky Bartokomis.
Oh, God, you go back.
You know, he was the sidekick to Cousin Larry. They were the two main characters. The elevator operator in Perfect Strangers was a character named Harriet Winslow. They spun Harriet Winslow off into a show called Family Matters. And what show did Family Matters, what character did Family Matters spawn and build into a national superstar? Do you know?
Was that Michael... J. Fox?
No. Not Family Matters.
No.
Steve Urkel. Steven Urkel.
It's best.
You're thinking Family Ties with Michael
Family
J. Fox.
Ties.
Fantastic show.
Yeah.
But we can't go there yet or at all.
Yeah.
Family Matters. Family Matters was on for a long,
long time. Yeah.
Steven Urkel was the quintessential nerd, right? But then he had the alter ego. His name was Stefan Urkel.
Yeah.
You know, and
Stefan.
Yeah. And He was always chasing the daughter, always wanted her, but Stefan Urkel would always get her, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But spawned an iconic Urkel is like Urkel became like Prince. Yeah. He was just one name, Urkel, right?
We all knew.
And everyone knew him. So Family Matters gets my seven.
And that poor guy, he couldn't get a job after that, really.
Done.
Right, he was done.
Done.
Like, he was Urkel.
What else are you going to be?
You're typecast.
From what I remember, the character of the father was played by the same actor who played the cop in Die Hard. Remember Die Hard?
Oh, yeah.
Who John McClane or Bruce Willis was talking to over the radio the whole time, and he was just the patrolman.
Yeah.
So great show. I think it was a Saturday night show. I think it was. I think it followed Full House. I think it followed Full House. I could be wrong, but that's my seven. My last one we'll go over tonight, my number six. I loved this show. I love actually the theme song. This was a spinoff of the show, Maude.
Oh, Maude was awesome.
I know you're a big fan of Maude.
Oh, Maude was awesome.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you got to go back a little bit for Maude. Maude was on in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
B. Arthur,
yeah.
Who then became one of the Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So do you remember who the housekeeper, was she the housekeeper? I believe she was the housekeeper or the maid on Maude was.
No.
She ended up being, they spun her off as the wife. Oh, I'm trying to think of her name. I just lost her name. I had her name. They spun her off as the wife in the show Good Times. Good Times with Jimmy Walker. Fantastic show. Fantastic show. Fantastic theme song. Jimmy Walker, he became that comical character. Dynamite was his moniker.
You're right.
And I think I'm 100% right on this. You know who made some cameo appearances as an actress in Good Times?
Good Times?
Yeah.
Oh,
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson appeared on numerous episodes.
She was like the cousin or
correct
something, wasn't she?
Yes. Numerous episodes. Janet Jackson made appearances. She was almost a regular on the cast. I can't think of the actor who played the dad. He was in a lot of things. He was in Coming to America. He was the owner of McDowell's.
Yeah.
The restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What's his name? And he's been a lot of things.
Yeah, in McDowell's.
McDowell's, home of the Big Mick, not the Big Mac. What a great show. Great show. Great song. All these shows always had good songs. Like, they were corny and cheesy, but they're always great. WKRP in Cincinnati has the best one by far. Care what anyone says.
WKRP.
And Greatest American Hero. Those are my top two. So there we are with 10 through 6. 10 through 6. I mean, this is. I talk about how we're just losing. Now we're in the atmosphere. Now we're jumping everywhere.
This should be your theme song.
Yeah, I can't. I need a little muscle. It's a great song, but it's just
less turkeys don't fly.
What a show, right? So, folks, we got 6 through 10 done. We're gonna do the top five, which I promise you're gonna want to hear. You're gonna want to hear it. I'm telling you now. You're going to know them all. They're all super, super popular. But those are my 6 through 10 spinoffs. We're doing 5 through 1 next time. I need you back for the next Take It Deep episode 2 of Take It Deep. We're going to do some other things as well. But as you can tell, the half hour goes fast now. So we got to move. From now on, we got to move. We're going to play, and then we're going to intro out with and fade to black with another VH, another Van Halen classic. Love this song, by the way. Ain't Talking About Love. Can't beat it. We're going to play it. We're going to break the law. We're going to play it a couple minutes. I don't care. Come after me. I'll sacrifice for the music. I need you back next episode. Fasten your seatbelt. Bring your earplugs. All that nonsense. Put the kids to bed. Next time, we'll see you soon.
Attention, please. Santa Fe and Disneyland passenger train, E.P. Ripley, now loading on track number 1. Board.
The Sports Biz Radio, broadcasted live from WNHU on the campus of the University of New Haven.